Ice cream seller Innocent Chinanga sells between 300 and 400 ice creams per day. His customers are usually armed with the smallest official denomination in Zimbabwe, the $1 bill.
What is the price of one of your ice creams?
It's 5 rand. So if you don't have 5 rand, you can take two.
But I only want one.
Problem here, we don't have coins in Zimbabwe. So we actually force you to take two if you don't have coins.
The rand is not legal tender, but for reference, and because some coins from South Africa do make it into the country, 5 rands is taken to be half a dollar. In reality, 5 rands is more than half a dollar, but that's just confusing. I know who to ask.
My name is Gibson Simeti. I am a taxi driver. Even if I want to go for a shopping, they will not give me change. They will say, okay, choose something, some sweets, and a box of matches, things which we don't need, you know.
After nearly 4 years with no change, the people of Harare have learnt to cope. Neighbours take turns to buy bananas and split them. And Simeti tells me that Roadport, where long-distance buses come and go from South Africa, is a source of change. At Roadport, I find Mercy Mupanguri selling meals out of the side of a giant Fanta can.
It's very difficult to do business without coins. Like, we have Sasa beef, we cost $1.50. They'll be left with no option but to have a drink, which costs about 5 rand.
But you do have some rands here?
No, I don't have. I do have, but they're not a lot. Okay. They're just a few.
I see 5 rands, but I also see, what's that?
Yeah, it's a $0.25. And 2 rand, 1 rand. A person has to bring a $0.25, half a rand, and a rand to make it 4 rand. So it's equivalent to 5 rand like this.
So you'd like Mr. Beatty to bring some coins?
Yeah, please.
Finance Minister Tendai Beatty says he's been trying.
Blame it on the Americans. They're being so petty in their thinking. So we have made representations with the American Treasury to the State Department, but we're getting no traction. It almost like seems that nobody wants to deal with us, yet we are giving them business. We're not asking for a donation of those coins. We're buying those quotations. So we get a plethora of excuse after excuse, which is a disaster. American foreign policy on Zimbabwe has been a disaster.
The United States Embassy refused to comment on the change issue. The Herald newspaper recently speculated that American freight companies were unwilling to transport the coins for fear of breaching the US ban on doing business with Zimbabwe. And that suggests change isn't imminent. Alex Duval-Smith, RFI, Harare.